afternoon, colleagues. Welcome to this meeting of Midlothian Planning Committee. Can I have any apologies?
Chair, apologies from Councillor Baxter, Councillor Bennett and Councillor Russell.
In order of business?
Is as printed in the agenda, Chair.
Any declarations of interest at this stage? Thank you. Which takes us on to minutes of the meeting of the 27th of August. Can I just draw members' attention to the fact that there had been at that meeting a discussion around a recycling centre for Pennycook. That application has now been withdrawn, which is why the continued application is not on the agenda today. Are there any other questions on the minute? Happy to agree that minute. Thank you. Takes us to item 5, which is the major applications currently being assessed. Peter?
Chairman, just as usual, it's the tables of the applications which are being assessed and a table of the pre-application consultations in the system. I'm happy to take any questions if there are any.
I think it's certainly worth noting that the volume of pre-application consultations that are in, it looks like next year could be a particularly busy year. Any questions on the report? Thank you. Which then takes us to item number 6, the outcome of appeals and local review body decisions.
Yes, Chair, just again the report to inform the members of the local review body's decisions taken and an appeal decision which we've received with regard to the proposed wind farm application at Farlam Moor. The Scottish Ministers have dismissed that appeal.
It's always satisfying when the decisions of this committee are upheld as we go forward. Any questions or comments on that? Okay, that then takes us to item number 7, which is an application for planning permission for extraction of coal and fire clay surface mining methods and restoration of site at Caldhall Moor.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a report to advise the committee of the proposed predetermination hearing and site visit arrangements with regard to an application to extract coal and fire clay by surface mining methods at Caldhall Moor, Pennycook. The proposed predetermination hearing is scheduled for Thursday, the 7th of November, and is to be held at the Pennycook Town Hall. The hearing will commence at 10 a.m. and the site visit is scheduled for Monday, the 11th of November. Transport will be arranged and will depart from Midlothian House at 10 a.m. The recommendation is for the committee to agree the proposed arrangements.
Okay, I think those of us who've been part of the hearing system before will know the setup. Obviously, this is really just us outlining the process, making it publicly available. Hopefully, the amount of notice given and allows members to make preparations necessary to attend. Have we got any questions or comments on this? Yeah, I think the system certainly works well.
We have a lot of notice, and it might be worth our while to investigate the prospect of open cast coal mining as such, because just the very reason why Scottish Coal sadly met its demise is just still very much in presence. The price of coal is going to be not one that is likely to go up a great deal. And I think we have the responsibility as a council to look at the economic viability of a development such as that, because we might be also be faced, whatever we try and do, with the reconditioning of the open cast coal mining when it halfway goes and hits the buffers. And I would really like to stress that we would ask the planners to look at the economic viability of such a project, because I have severe doubts about it.
I think that there has been a significant amount of work done, and there is a task force. I think Ian's been participating in a task force looking at how we deal with open cast applications, and particularly the result of situation with Scottish Coal not continuing in operations. What we have here, really, though, we have is very specific about the particular application we're talking about and the arrangements for the predetermination hearing. I think anything else we'd need to look at separately to this. Obviously, we'll have representations from the applicant and from objectors, and then it allows us as a committee to form our views. Are there any further comments just on the process for a predetermination hearing, or can we agree the recommendations in the report? Okay, good, thank you. That then takes us on to item number 8, which is an application for planning permission for erection of a dwelling house and land adjacent to 7 Westfield Park.
Thank you, Chairman. This is an application for the erection of a dwelling house at land adjacent to 7 Westfield Park, Esbank, Dalkeith. The proposed dwelling house is a two-storey flat roof structure in a contemporary style. The design of the dwelling house incorporates a garage at ground floor level running the length of the building to allow access to a main sewer which runs through the site. The site is within the settlement boundary of Esbank in a predominantly residential area between Westfield Bank and Westfield Drive. The siting of the proposed dwelling means that it is within 14 metres of adjoining dwelling houses and as such will be overbearing to the detriment of neighbouring properties' amenity. The impact is particularly detrimental to the amenity of number 2 Westfield Bank. This is because the proposed siting aligns the new dwelling directly perpendicular to the rear of this property. Material to the consideration of this application is the background of the site. Planning permission for the erection of a dwelling house of a similar design to the current proposed dwelling was granted in February 2008. This grant of permission positioned the dwelling forward of the current proposal to mitigate the impact on adjoining properties. However, this permission has now lapsed and cannot be implemented. In 2011, the applicant commenced the construction of a dwelling house on site. The dwelling house under construction was in a different position and of a different design to the one previously approved. An amended application was submitted to regularise the unauthorised works and to seek approval for amended house type. However, this application was refused and a subsequent review was dismissed by the local review body. Following the decision by the local review body, an enforcement notice was issued to secure the removal of the unauthorised, partially constructed dwelling. This enforcement notice has not been complied with and the unauthorised structure remains on site. With regard to the planning application, there have been 7 letters of representation from adjoining properties objecting to the application, and the recommendation is to refuse planning permission and to instigate further enforcement action if the applicant does not remove the unauthorised works within 56 days. The enforcement action would comprise issuing a fixed penalty notice, which in effect fines the applicant, and to instigate direct action procedures to remove the unauthorised structure from the site.
Thanks, Peter. Colleagues, before I bring anyone in, can I suggest that when we look to the recommendations, could we actually decide on recommendation 1 first before considering anything else? Because obviously if we refuse planning permission, well then it takes us on to any enforcement action. If we approve planning permission, the other recommendations are essentially out of the equation anyway. So if I could ask, could we consider recommendation 1 in isolation first, and then consider anything else that needs to as relevant. Councillor Beattie.
Thank you, Owen. excuse me. I move that we accept the item as you regard it as item 1, the planning permission be refused, and for the reasons given. I've visited the site a number of times. It is a real concern for not just local residents, but for elected members in general. I think that we have had such a massive amount of expense of planning officer time trying to deal with this issue, and that's perhaps something that this committee could look at on another occasion when we regard how we deal with planning application fees and how we administer the process that everybody has a right to, but where there has been a very clear disregard for the protocols and processes involved in planning applications, as this one has. It really is a matter of serious concern, and I would move that we refuse the planning permission.
Councillor Constable.
Sorry, I second that.
Okay, with regards to permission, there's a proposal to refuse planning permission. Is anyone otherwise minded? Okay, that then leads us on. We have an outline of enforcement action to be taken. Personally, I think that's perfectly a sensible approach to take in this situation. Is anyone otherwise minded in that? So we're agreeing to all the recommendations in the report. Refusing planning permission on the basis that it would have a dominant and detrimental overbearing impact on neighbouring dwellings. Okay. With that, thank you for your attendance.